Because looks are everything. Because looks are everything.
Get down, get down.
The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another minisode of the Autobright Podcast. In the room today, we have Mr. Kev, Mr. Kevin Prince. Hi, Kev.
Hello.
We have Mr. Dale. Hello, Mr. Dale.
Hello.
And to the left of me, we have the lovely Jill.
Hello.
How are we, guys? You okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Fine, thank you.
Great.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm fine today.
Why is that?
Because it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
No one cares.
Do you want me to get the tumbleweed button there?
Please.
You're not going to sing happy birthday to me now?
Although...
No, we don't want to inflict that on people's ears.
You have bought some tasty donuts then. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Somebody's put them right in front of me.
Tasty donuts.
Yeah, they might not last for this minisode.
So if you're munching during the podcast, we're eating Krispy Kreme. Other donuts are available.
What do you mean? If. I will be munching. It's my birthday.
So, what have you had your birthday then?
Well, he's had a lovely message off Alan Lockington from Technical Brands in Ireland.
What about Ireland, yeah?
We'd share it with everybody, but we value our listeners.
Is that Alan who looks like me, apparently?
According to his wife, yes.
Well, from the
Leslie, if you're listening.
From the eyes upwards, he looks like you.
Yeah, lovely Alan. He sent me a lovely birthday song.
He did.
Saying happy birthday.
Very
happy
generous
birthday.
Of him, yeah, it was lovely.
It's just the way he said it. Well, it's the way kind of some.
Did he sound like Westlife?
He should be the fifth member of Westlife.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
no,
Westlife.
No, he shouldn't. No. He really shouldn't, no.
Definitely not Westlife.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway moving on.
Move on. Thanks, Alan, anyway, if you're listening, which I'm sure you will be. So, thank you. So, yeah, it's my birthday today.
It is your birthday.
Did I tell you?
No.
No, okay.
Not only mentioned it, not once.
Yeah, maybe once, twice. Okay, so. 20 times.
Yeah, it's. We can have a great weekend doing nothing.
Exactly.
Just like, same as the last 3 weekends.
Same as the last, how many weekends is there in 12 months?
Lots. Same as the last 52, whatever. Right, so we're here, we're gathered here today.
No, we're not.
quick
day, let's go.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about exciting things. When they start to happen, we've got some exciting things, a bit of positivity, stuff that we're looking forward to when we come out of this lockdown.
Cool.
So I think I want to...
Try and spread a bit of joy.
Yeah, because it's obviously my birthday. Did I tell you it's my birthday?
You might have mentioned it once.
This is the guy who don't like birthdays.
Anyway.
Hang on, how old are you?
21.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I saw the application for your bus pass in the post this morning. You're trading the Beetle in for something a bit bigger. Double decker.
21, Kev. 21. So I thought we'd kind of get together and talk about what we're looking forward to when lockdown.
What we're currently missing.
Yes.
And would you believe, it's been nearly 12 months since...
Yeah, Nicole told me that the other night, and I couldn't quite believe it had been 12 months since we actually had normality.
12 months next month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Round about my birthday.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
God.
And, when you put that into perspective, it's, wow.
Don't you think it's gone quick, though?
Yeah, it has, and it hasn't had.
I think the weeks are getting quite quick just lately.
I think it just rolls into another at the moment, don't it?
It's yeah, yeah.
There's no, like I say, there's no break, is it, between what you're doing the week before and what you're doing the following week?
It's like Groundhog Day.
He says it's, you go work.
Good film.
You go supermarket and you go home. That's it. And that's all it's been for the last
12
months.
Often, more or less.
Yeah,
you know.
Much.
Well, as we were saying earlier, I suppose if you get into work, you're quite lucky, really. Because at least you're meeting other people.
Yeah.
Mm. You've got a feel for the people who are stuck at home on their own, isolating.
Definitely.
Hopefully they'll listen to this and we can cheer them up a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
We can put a smile on their face.
Getting really fed up of seeing Nick's face, though, now.
He's only been back 5 days.
He only came back on Monday.
Yeah. Hang on, he's been back 5 days. How many things has he broke?
None, I don't think.
He's not broke nothing.
He's on a roll.
None to my knowledge, but probably in the next couple of days, I'll probably find things.
We'll just hear a massive crash in a minute. We'll look through the window. Your Porsche will be in the fence.
Yeah. Don't say that, Dale, please. So I'm going to, I think I'm going to start with Jill. I think I'm going to ask Jill, I'm going to ask everybody what you've missed and, you know, lockdown and whatnot, and what you're looking forward to, what you're most looking forward to.
I bet you've missed these podcasts, haven't you, Jill?
Oh, no.
That's not nice.
No. Well, you know, no. Anyway, I am most looking forward to going on holiday. I've missed my holidays. Mm. It's the only time you get to go away, you get to switch off and relax. And yeah, I've really missed my holidays. I can't wait for them to start again.
Yeah. Can't beat a holiday.
You can't beat a holiday.
You really can't. It's just, yeah, it's just amazing how amazing holidays are, yeah. When you, you know, when you've not been on one for,
it's like a vague memory now.
It's just,
I know.
I mean, I started to look at the pictures from like 2 years ago.
2 years ago, I mean, you know, we're quite fortunate we get to go on really lovely holidays, and I really miss them. Yeah. It is just that, I think it keeps you sane more than anything, because you can just lock the door, get on that plane and go, and hopefully nobody's going to bother you for 2 weeks.
Just that break away, and just that de-stress.
Yeah, that's right, because we don't get to switch off really any other time of the year, so it's great. We can leave Autobright Direct in the capable hands of Dale and Kev and go away and not have to think about it for a couple of weeks, which I think you need that, really.
You do.
Everybody needs that break.
I think it's worse at the minute, like, say, when it comes up on your memories on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, and you go, I don't want to be reminded.
Yes, and your youngest daughter keeps asking to go to Disney World and try and explain to her she can't. So,
I was, like I say, I was looking through photographs this morning, and, you know, from Florida a couple of years ago, and you look at them photographs thinking, When can we go?
Or just get to go anywhere, really. Just a day out at the seaside, or go out for a meal with friends, or just be able to go somewhere.
Just socialise.
Just, you know, you're not staring at the same four walls all the time.
I think once you've booked an holiday, that'll give everyone a boost, right? You can actually book something.
I'm fed up of booking holidays, Dale.
I know you can book them now, but there's still uncertainty at the moment, isn't it? It's when you can book them and you know it's definitely going to go.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, but we'll get there. We will get there, and then it'll be probably the most enjoyable holiday we've had in a long time.
I think you'll appreciate the small things a lot.
Definitely,
better, won't you?
Definitely make
things
the most of it.
Things you took for granted, you will now appreciate a lot more. Mm.
It's weird, very weird. What about you, Dale? What are you looking forward to? What have you missed?
I've missed a few things. Obviously, holidays like Jill, but I've missed getting out my bike, missed meeting up my mates, getting out there on my bike, you know, getting lost, getting up to Scotland, going Wales.
Yeah.
You know, just getting out on the open road, a bit of freedom.
Because both of us had the NC 500 booked last year.
We did, yeah.
And obviously we couldn't go.
You were going to go in the AD Mini Challenge.
Yeah.
And I was going to go with one of my mates. Really looking forward to it. Yeah. Good things about it, but yeah.
You get to do the A500 every day, so what's your beef?
I am lucky, aren't I?
Yeah, Dale, what's your beef?
Actually, I get the A500 and the A50.
Well, there you go, there, double whammy.
two of the best roads in Staffordshire.
Yeah.
I've done about the best.
So, yeah, and I've just bought a new bike, so I'm looking forward to getting out on that.
Oh, is that the one that's not moved a wheel yet?
That's the that's the one that Kev loves.
Oh, yeah, your nice Indian import.
What bike is it, Dale? You want to
it's a Royal Enfield Interceptor 650 Twin.
Full of chrome.
Oh, fully chrome, yeah.
Loads of chrome.
Kev's looking forward to classic, polishing that for me.
Kev isn't. is it a classic British bike, Dale?
It's got British heritage, Kev.
The classic British bike that you get from India.
Yeah, British heritage.
That classic British ram with you.
You know, we now like to export our heritage rather than products. We're exporting history.
Yeah. A bit like the Minis, Kev, you know, they used to be an iconic British car.
And then they built by Germans.
Yeah, to British engineering standards.
Yeah.
So they built by Germans, but they're still not very reliable.
No. Well, I was aren't.
Well, pay peanuts, get monkeys.
No, that's it, yeah. So, yeah, are you? Yeah. So if we can, Dale, this year, you know, are you going to pick up on the
NC5? I'm not sure, to be honest. I'd like to think so, but from things I've heard, it's going to be chocker up there.
Mm.
I think
everyone's going to have the same idea.
Everyone's going to have the same idea. You know, I think the roads will be full, and
yeah,
I like the scenery as well. So I want to be able to go somewhere, perhaps nip off and park up and not be packed. But it is going to be what it is, isn't it? You've just got to do what you've got to do. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be lots of people with the same you know, the same thing. Do you want to go?
What about yourself? Are you? I know you have the Italy thing planned.
Yeah, but. Well, I mean, we were going to go to Italy, you know, with the minis, with the AD mini challenge, but I don't know. I don't know if we can go. I mean, if we can't go, then, you know, we may end up just doing the NC500. I don't know, yeah. I'll have to say. I'd love to go to Italy, you know, in the minis and break down and stuff, you know.
Wait for an Italian tow truck driver to come and collect you, like on Top Gear. You couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Is it Top Gear rules, this mini trip?
We haven't done them yet, but they probably will be.
So if you break down, they're going to leave you behind.
See you later.
I was just going to say, explain it for people who don't know, but yeah, there you go.
It'll be, you know, see you at the hotel, probably.
If you ever get there.
If we get there. But I'm looking forward to, you know, doing the Italy trip, you know, obviously through Switzerland and whatnot. on the way back, maybe do the Nürburgring. I don't know. Well, nice. That'd be great, but we'll see.
Are you still in the NC500 at some point?
Again, I think it'd be one or the other, I think.
Right.
You know, if we can't do Italy, then we'll do that. Cause like I say, we were going to do it last year, but we couldn't. So I quite fancy the NC500.
It's supposed to be really good. I've heard good reviews on it.
Quite fancy that. But Italy is, you know, yeah. We're even going to try and do, you know, the Italian Job film, obviously, you know, where the track on top of the building.
Oh, the Fiat factory. And
yeah, the Fiat factory. Yeah. Apparently you can go up there.
Can you?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
I can also see you getting off the edge as well.
Andy will go off the edge. I won't.
You mean you'll push him off the edge?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So, you know, this, if we can do that, then great. But I don't know. We'll see. See what we can and what we can't do.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah,
this is all thing, isn't it? We're looking forward to stuff, but we're still uncertain as to
we've got,
we can actually do.
We've got so many things that we want to do, but yeah, you know, like yourselves, you know. But it's
I think everyone's the same, mate. It's like I can't wait to like be able to go back to a race meeting to watch on British Superbikes and obviously Team Hard. We've got
touring cars. Yep.
So that was my next thing. I think we will be able to go. Hopefully, to the meetings, but, you know.
We'll be able to go with sponsors, but like we said, it's like spectators. Last time, isn't it? Can we actually spectate and watch the racing, or are we confined to the paddock sort of thing?
But I don't know. You know, you look on the news and whatnot, and recently, you know, things are getting better. People are getting vaccinated. Things look to be getting better.
Moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction, you know, so there's hope.
But,
you know what I mean?
That's the conversation we're having this morning. You don't know, you know, you're looking at information from different places and everyone's saying
different things.
You don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
The trouble is the rules can change overnight, can't they? If you just...
See, this is the issue.
You've got to roll with it, aren't you, at the moment? You know. And make the best of what you've got.
The thing is, we've been in this situation now for nearly 12 months. Well, a few more weeks won't hurt. Do you know what I mean?
We've adapted pretty well, haven't we, at Autobrite? We've carried on going.
We've never stopped. We've done really well with the online orders. Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Do you remember that day then last year that was it? Boris said lockdown, the first lockdown.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day?
I do.
I remember that Monday when we had everyone up in the office.
Yeah. Wow.
We didn't know what to do. What
we
was
didn't
gonna
really,
happen,
did we?
Or...
We were like, we had a bit of a discussion amongst ourselves, didn't we? And
we didn't, yeah. We didn't know what to expect, what to do.
Well, I think everyone was the same, weren't they? Every business was the same. What do we do?
Well, it's completely
No one's come across that before, have they? I think we were just following because most of Europe had shut down, and we just sort of followed them, didn't we?
Yeah.
We didn't know if we were going to have a business. It's, you know, it's so much uncertainty. It was very, very strange. Very.
And
weird.
Then we got inundated with orders.
But luckily, thanks to our lovely customers, you know, we were so busy.
So busy.
Probably one of the busiest years we've ever had.
I think it was. To be fair, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can remember that. I was shattered really at the end of the day in dispatch.
And it was a killer backbreaker, that was.
I know.
It was.
You've come across the photograph on your memories today, haven't you, of the four of us?
I have, actually, dispatch. Yeah, I have.
Locking the orders.
You'll have to pop that up.
I will do, yeah. Will do.
It's quite funny.
Oh, mind you, I don't know, because Nick's in it.
We can blank his face out or something.
I can pixelate him.
Yeah, put a penguin.
Pixelate him.
Put a penguin face over him.
The
or
man
something.
With the pixelated face.
So, it's a shame we can't do it in real life.
I'll tell you what, it takes a pixelating them ears. Have you seen the size of his ears?
Yeah, they're big, aren't they?
They're big, they are.
Dale, you can't talk about size.
No, you can't, Dale. Sorry.
Well, at least that's what she said, anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
Call out to this, Kev.
Just don't ever take the make out of you for your height.
Oh, don't just I thought, my height. No, don't shorter than me.
Is she?
Yeah.
It is possible.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Highly unlikely, but yeah. Possible.
Dawn's only 3'1".
Damn it.
She was last night.
I don't want to know.
Anyway, Kev. So, Kev, you tell us or tell everybody what you've missed and what you're looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to just, like we said, being able to get out, even sort of day trips and stuff. You know, normally during summer weekends, we pretty much every weekend we're down Wales somewhere or, you know, down the beach with the kids. Again, it's just mainly for the kids' well-being at the minute, because obviously the homeschooling, they're not going out and seeing the mates.
No,
it's driving everyone around the bend, isn't it? Holidays, meets, and just being able to actually go somewhere and, you know, oh, we'll go to the cinema and watch a film. Mm. Or, you know, like say we'll go out for summer teat.
Yeah.
There's nothing at the moment that you can physically do, is there?
You can't.
Apart from go work, go shopping, yeah, go to bed.
And that's it. You can't even go down the pub for a lovely meal, you know. And
I've really missed that.
I have as well, you know. The weekend and whatnot,
a nice burger or a nice mixed grill.
Yeah,
but it's all a case of, you know, you're not really missing it until you can't do it.
That's right.
Like normally, yeah, you wouldn't have thought twice about it, would you? No. We'll just go out for, you know, for tea or whatever.
Yeah, you take it for granted.
Now you can't do it. You're like, God, I really wish I could go out for tea.
Mm. Well, now you know, if you want a meal from somewhere, it's a takeaway.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
who'd have thought?
So many takeaways.
Yeah, but who'd have thought you'd have a takeaway from a restaurant? Do you know what I mean?
It's really good that they've started doing that, though, I think.
It is. But
are you having a restaurant takeaway tonight, by any chance? It's your birthday.
Don't remind him.
Yes, correct. It's my birthday. Yeah, actually, we are. We're having a takeaway, aren't we?
We are, yes.
Happy meal.
Big fat, juicy burger.
I'm having a black and blue burger.
Nice.
Someone beats it for you before you get it.
Going to kick it around the floor first.
That's just a delivery driver, that is.
that'll be good tonight.
Mm, I'm looking forward to this. I haven't got to cook.
Partaking in any alcoholic beverages?
A few gins. Yeah, be rude not to, I think. You know, we've got various bottles of gin in our cupboard.
Quite a few hundred.
You looked in our cupboard, you think we've got a problem, alcoholic problem.
At least they aren't all empty, because then we would have a problem.
Maybe we would, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have no gin. That'd be the big problem.
The thing is, though, you know, you say to you, what do you want for your birthday or your Christmas? I like gin. Everybody buys you gin. You know, you've got about 50 bottles in the cupboard, which is fine.
It's fine.
But you never get through.
Well, we try.
Try hard. Yeah, so.
I haven't felt like it, though, in recent times.
No, we haven't.
Well, again, you know, a lot of people don't like to drink at home, do they? No. So, you know, you might have one.
Yeah,
but
it is a big social thing, isn't it, really? But
of course,
you know. Like a odd glass.
We've been ill as well.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah, so, which, you know. No. Didn't want to go anywhere near drink when we were ill.
I haven't had an alcoholic beverage since COVID. Just haven't fancied one.
Well,
really can't remember since Christmas.
Yeah, New Year's Eve was our last.
Yep.
Oh, we had a bottle of cider last night, didn't we? That was it, really.
Yeah. But of course, you know, you don't want to feel like doing anything, especially how ill we've been.
It's
horrible.
Energy levels as well, isn't it? I feel all right myself. I just get tired really easy.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I say, it's when you get home and after your tea, you sit down and you're like, gone.
So anyway, do you know what would be really, really good?
Nope.
Really good. If we got
stop banging on about your birthday.
You've got to be nice to me today, Dale. It's my birthday.
Dale's always nice to you. That's as nice as Dale gets.
Yeah, that's me being nice.
Dale's always nice. Wow. Do you know what I think? Everybody's nice to you. Yeah.
We're all nice to you.
To your face.
You know me, I'm a proper I'm a proper people person.
Oh, you are, yeah. So I think it'd be great if we got some interaction with our AD addicts, I think. What do you think?
Good idea.
What they're looking forward to, what they've missed and whatnot, just like what we've been talking about, you know. I think that'd be really, really good. Well, we put a post up
did we?
Yeah, a few nights ago, asking that very question. I'm gonna get it now, just hold on. Just carry on talking amongst yourselves a minute.
What are you doing this weekend, Kev?
Do you really need to ask that question?
You could probably give it a good guess.
You're doing the same as last weekend,
Kev? Maybe. Actually, I might change it up a bit this weekend. I might decide to, you know, sleep in a different room or, you know.
Change the scenery.
Go for a long walk to the shed.
Nice.
Maybe you could try a different supermarket.
Well, I pretty much go three anyway to be shopping at a weekend, so.
Okay.
You could tease the cat, Kev, like you usually do when you come in with your hands cut to ribbons.
I don't tease the cat. I just stroke the cat. It's not my fault the cat's got a split personality, is it? She'll come and sit on you and start peering and you stroke her, and the next minute she's eating you.
That's why I don't like cats.
So unpredictable.
Cat's a race.
What's your cat's name, Kev?
Luna.
Lunatic.
Pretty much. That's, her name's Luna, but yeah, we call her Loony. Lunatic.
So, these comments on, we put a post up the other night basically asking the same question. So, you know, what you're missing, what you're looking forward to and whatnot. Got a few comments, to be honest. Andrew Garrett is looking forward to car shows. He's put car shows with his doggies.
Oh.
So he's obviously taking his dogs to car shows.
Nice.
So, your dogs are more than welcome to our car shows. Anytime. Sure. Just bring them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bring anytime.
Them. Just let Jill know you're bringing them first, though, so she can be.
Yes. Yeah. I'll make the journey.
Kev will clean up any mess.
Nick will.
Yeah, that's Nick's job.
That's Nick's job.
So, car shows.
We had
so many planned last year, didn't
kind
we?
Kind of was full, wasn't it?
It was absolutely chocking.
And we've done a lot of legwork as well in getting the right cars and trucks and bikes and all sorts of different things, didn't we?
Loads of special cars, didn't we? You know,
we had to cancel all, didn't we?
Yeah. I know.
And I'd be honest with you, you know, I'm really looking forward to a car show. I really am.
We had a lot of club meets as well.
Yeah, we did. Clubs contacting us. But, you know, this isn't all negative. As soon as we can, you know, obviously we'll be doing things right, but we will.
Yeah, as soon as we know we can, we'll put a few posts out, won't we?
Yeah, the car shows will come back, won't they? Our meets will come back.
That first one will be really, really good.
Yeah, we even had the Seat Ibiza Owners Club.
You didn't, man.
So me and you were right there. Yeah, there's me, you, and then Dave down the road.
Wow.
Well, my dad's got an Ibiza, so maybe I could have persuaded him to come.
Four of us, that's it.
Yeah. Paul Clappisham, hi Paul. He's looking forward to car shows.
Yeah, Paul's holidays. Got the MGB, hasn't
he? Yeah, beautiful car. Holidays and going to the pub. So
can't fault that.
That's
a popular theme, isn't it? Holidays and going to the pub and car shows.
Pub will be a popular one.
Yeah.
Kev Alford, you know, obviously Kev Alford.
Oh, yeah, Kev.
Car shows, by chance?
Yeah, well, yeah, but he's looking forward to the birthday bash.
Yeah, it'll be our 21st at this rate.
You had to mention the birthday thing, didn't you, Kev?
Yeah, yeah. It was a bit of a theme going on with this podcast, didn't it?
Yeah. So we had a big meet planned for last year, our birthday celebrations, our birthday bash, and we didn't have it. We couldn't have it.
A lot of legwork done, a lot of planning done.
Yep.
You know, we got everything in place and
a very special
snatched
year.
Away.
And it was only about a week or 2 weeks maybe after we went into lockdown that we should have had the birthday celebration, wasn't it, at the beginning of April?
Yeah, and we couldn't have it.
So close.
15 years.
Yeah. But, you know...
Maybe we could do Sweet 16 this year if we're lucky.
If we can, we'll do something. We'll definitely do something.
It'll be a belated birthday bash.
Yeah, definitely.
We have a birthday every year at the end of the day, so I don't suppose it matters what number it is.
Nigel Hanley says car shows and a holiday. Oh, and a pint. So
there's a theme coming on here.
There isn't there?
Ian Hazelhurst says first night out in my split. What's a split?
Split window campervan.
Campervan. I thought that
was. Or a split window Beetle.
Yeah.
Unless he means a split skirt. You never know.
Well.
He might be waiting to try out his new skirt that he's bought.
You never know.
With his thigh high split.
Let us know what you mean.
Yeah.
Drop in the comments.
We're intrigued now.
Donna Rourke says, pub, Gary Bocock. Hi, Gary. Sorry, it has to be a pint or 10 and a darts night.
Darts, no.
Yeah. Sounds fun. I like darts.
We'd have to do an AD darts challenge.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, the amount of people are going to get injured.
We've got a perfect space on that wall for a dartboard.
Is Nick the dartboard?
No, what a mess.
You get 100 points.
You get
2,000 points for his ears.
No, that's not. You don't need many points because they're really, really easy target.
Carl Davies says 15 pints of Grolsch in a pub. Followed by a Vindaloo.
Specifically 15?
Wow. Followed by being picked up out of the gutter.
Followed by scraping yourself off the toilet. In a proper curry house.
Oh, yeah. Proper curry.
Again. Proper curry.
Nah. How long is it since we've all been for a proper curry?
I don't know.
I don't think we... Well, we obviously didn't go last year, but did we go the year before?
I don't know.
You must have done.
I don't know if we've been out for curry night since we've been up, been in this place, you know.
No, I don't think we have either.
Don't think so.
Wow. And we love curries. Well,
we don't.
You'll have chips.
Yeah, I'll have chips. Chips and a pappadom. And a bit of curry sauce, yeah.
We just need a team night out, I think. That's
that's it.
So Jason Todd is looking forward to going somewhere hot with a pool and a bar.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me,
especially if the bar's in the pool.
Well, see, but you don't have to get out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just don't get too drunk because you'll sink.
So, yeah, thanks for those guys. You know, it's great to see what you're hoping for. And
I think the general consensus is we all need a pint and a holiday and a car meet.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
The three most important things. Yes. Yeah,
maybe not that order, like. But shall we get some more interaction on this then, Kev?
I think we should ask a few more questions.
Let's get them involved. Why not?
I guess so. I may have a phone just set up ready.
Wow.
I'm glad yours is. Mine don't work.
Does this mean we're... logging onto Facebook Live, Kev?
So we may go live. So we've got Facebook Live. We've also got a camera filming for YouTube in the corner over there as well.
We're many on YouTube as well.
Many plates we are balancing today. So let's hope none of them come crashing down.
Next on here, so we're all right.
You stick his head around the door in a minute, it'll all go wrong.
Okay.
So starting.
So now they can see all our lovely donuts.
So we are now live. You are live. I'm talking to the camera.
Hello.
Hold on.
Can you see me now?
You see me now?
There we go. I can see you now.
Hello.
I see Jill just about over the mic.
I'm hiding.
Hello.
Someone sitting in the corner. Oh, that's her. I'll just pan the camera down a bit.
Thanks.
Oh, we have some people. So we've got six people.
Ooh. Hello, six people.
We have 11 people now. Wow. We have 22 people.
It's going up.
As long as it's not going down.
Oh, I've got a delay.
Nicole's watching. Hello, beautiful. So, thanks
Hi, Nicole.
Joining us, guys.
Hi, Nicole.
We're in the middle of doing a podcast, and we were just looking for some interaction. So what are you looking forward to, or what do you miss post-lockdown, or what you're missing at the moment, or any other questions you might have? We're going to be live for around about 10 minutes, and...
we hope.
Dave Trolley, that's genius.
Yeah, it's all right, I can do that. Is that better? Don't forget, obviously, the snoods are available to buy on the website.
They are.
They're super warm as well, aren't
they? Yeah, let me just, there you go. That's better, we can look at somebody else. So you can look at Mark and tell him how good he's looking on his birthday.
Yeah, anybody wants
don't
to
look
wish
a day
me...
Old, day over 50, does he?
Wow. Anybody wants to wish me happy birthday? Go for it.
Yep. Wish him happy birthday.
We'll ignore
must.
Their messages.
Yeah, Nicole says happy birthday.
Should we do a few shout outs, Kev?
That's thanks, Nicole. Thank you.
Keith Mills loves the mystery boxes. Yes, lots of you have loved the mystery boxes in the last, nearly coming up for 2 weeks now, isn't it? We've sold thousands of them.
We've sold.
Been very
if you're
popular.
Waiting, guys, and you're listening to this, patient.
Yeah,
we
be patient.
Out there,
yeah, bear with us. We've sold thousands.
We expected maybe a couple of 100 to sell, not a couple of thousand. So
Barry Hudson listening. How are you, Bazzy?
How are you, Bazzy?
Scott Goodall there, he's got a question, he sent an email in. Just let us know which email address you sent it to, Scott, and we'll chase that up for you. Obviously, whether you sent it to the info email address or whether you sent it to me.
James Cook, hello, James. How are you?
A couple of people are wishing you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I think Kev's mum's just wished you a happy birthday. BCD detailing. Stephen Cadman.
Is that where his mum works?
Where do you think Kev got all his skills from?
Oh, right, okay.
Liam Bailey's asking if the metal attachment for the bucket dollies are in stock.
Hello, Kev's mum. Thanks for the...
If they aren't, they will be when we finish this podcast.
What's that, sorry?
The metal attachment for the bucket dollies.
Yeah, they are.
If they're not in stock, they will be when we get off.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate that. Thanks, mum. Thanks, Ken.
Connor Madden wants to know, will there be some time for questions? Yes, mate. So if you've got a question, get it in the comments. Yeah,
James Cook wants to know what we recommend to clean your tyres, not the wheels.
That would be citrus wash. I don't know why I'm speaking into the podcast, Mike. No. That would be citrus wash, mate. So citrus wash can be used in APC for cleaning the sidewalls on your tyres. Gets all the... all the old dressings and all the dirt out of the rubber.
Yeah, if anybody's got any questions, guys, just get them in.
Wayne wants to know if there's heating in here because it says we all look freezing in coats.
No, there's no heating.
There is.
I put the radiator on.
It's right behind me.
We can't feel the radiator because Kev's sitting in front of it.
Ooh, Dale.
Oh, gee, yeah.
It's about as tall as you.
It's looking all very technical in there.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Very technical.
He doesn't know which buttons to press anymore.
Lots of buttons here that I don't know what they do. So I might...
Shall we have a look at your buttons?
You can have a look at my buttons if you want.
So, yes, there are always buttons, so he doesn't know what any of them do.
And Jill knows how to push every one of them.
Oh, yes.
I've got lots of years of experience.
I've got Kev's button here, so I'll just press that one. I'll mute him.
Thanks.
So yeah, guys, get any questions in?
Thanks, Rich. Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
So Connor wants to know, he's got cherry glaze, 5 litres. He's got a drum, but it was really watery.
Watery.
Took it back to my dealer and said it was a storage. It can go thin if it's stored in cold conditions. Normally, you just give it a shake, and that's fine. Wayne says, press all your buttons and see what happens.
I regularly do that too, Wayne.
I think you might find that causes our podcast listeners' heads to explode.
Yeah, so it does.
We can't press all the buttons, unfortunately.
But it would be funny.
It certainly would, yeah.
I think we'd go slightly deaf as well if all the buttons were pressed.
So, everyone, if you've got what you're looking forward to, as Kev mentioned earlier on, when we come out of lockdown.
We've got
what I'm looking forward to? Them donuts.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to? Holiday.
Is anybody doing anything different this weekend? other than sitting in?
You might venture to the back room.
Might oil my clutch cable on my bike.
Ooh, that's riveting, that, Dale.
I know.
I think we've got to dismantle some furniture.
And chuck some carpet away.
Matthew Shaw says he loves all the rain. He's top class. Cheers, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Cheers. You are best.
Thank you.
Barry Hudson, can he call down tomorrow and collect a snood?
Oh, Barry, we're not.
Unfortunately, Barry, we're closed on Saturdays at the moment until the shop opens again.
Yep.
Again, I don't know why I'm telling the microphone that when he's over there.
You can place an order online, mate, and collect on Monday. Yep. We're still offering click and collect, so.
Yeah, we are closed for the weekend.
Jack Bithell, hi, mate, how are you doing?
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack. So, yes. I know Jack, he's from 519 Designs, he does some ace graphics.
Did you share a post from him last night? Yeah, I think I saw it.
So if anyone's in the place, some vinyls, give Jack a shout.
Not vinyl records.
Not vinyl.
No, Shane, your age there, Dale?
I didn't mention vinyl records.
Elko Rickart wants to know, are we getting the undercar pressure washer thingy?
Pressure washer thingy?
Is that the technical name?
Is that apparently the upside down UFO thing?
Yeah.
So if we do get it in, so is that what we're going to call it? Pressure washer thingy?
That'd be ace.
Call it the ADUFO.
Yeah.
Or abducting date.
Kev, got your ugly face now on my screen.
Yeah.
Sick of panning the camera around, so.
I know, but we can see your 7 chins, Kev.
So are we getting it in or not?
Watch your space.
Okay, that's a no.
We'll see. It was just a demo to show everybody, demo purposes, really, but they are quite funky.
James Cook.
Go on, Kev, I'll let you read that.
James Cook wants to know, how come you still have donuts left over? They would be gone in seconds in his house.
5 of them have gone, James. There's only 7 left. No, what? I didn't eat all 5.
We've already had one, James, so.
Yep.
Did you make you a bit? Yeah.
Have you had another donut?
I may have partaken in a donut. I'm not incriminating myself.
We may partake in another one with our 3 o'clock cup of tea.
Yeah.
Who's making that one?
You.
Oh, damn. I think Dale should make one. He made one for a while.
He made one this morning.
Did I miss that one?
No, I just didn't make you one.
No, there you go then. I made my own.
You weren't about, Kev.
It doesn't matter. If the cup on the desk is empty, it needs refilling.
Doesn't work like that.
How does it work then?
If you're not there, you don't get one.
Snooze, you lose.
If your name's not down,
you snooze, you lose.
Braille.
So, guys, on Facebook, if you have any questions or anything you want to know, or just tell us what you're looking forward to,
I want to know
the theme of the theme of this video and this podcast.
I want to know if all our customers watching are looking forward to when our shop reopens.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes,
can't wait for that. Cannot wait when we can open those doors. Brilliant.
Just some customer interaction.
Yeah.
Just to see somebody different.
It's really weird, isn't it, talking
about
this?
I feel sorry for the first person through that door.
No,
you're going to be jumped on by staff. Talk to me.
I've missed all the cars and bikes coming down. Because, like, yeah. at least two or three times a week we're out the door. Everyone's out the door because you get a nice car on or a nice bike or something, don't you?
There's a question there from Charlie Clark. He says, he's struggling to use ceramic products at the moment. I'm assuming that's ceramic products in general. He assumes he needs more than 5 degrees for it to work. Yeah, so I actually had a conversation with a guy last night about ceramics, and basically, if you're using ceramic in this sort of temperature, the flash time is going to be a lot longer. So you can potentially use it, but it's going to take you a lot longer to work it. So I definitely, personally, I'd wait for the temperature to warm up a little bit.
Tom Senior, any news on the quick release guns?
1 week.
1 week?
No, I didn't say that.
Now, if Jill says it, it must be true.
Well, so far, the plan is 1 week from today, we will have quick release guns. But
there's a question there for you to read, Dale, after.
Yeah, I've just seen that one as well. Definitely yes, yours, Dale.
But with anything at the minute, you know, there are delays, but with they've been set back once, I can't see them being set back again. So hopefully 1 week today, we will have some quick release guns in stock.
Lots of them.
Go on, Kev, you're the one on the polishers.
No. That's a question for you to answer. You've got more experience in polishing that type of material. Sorry, James, we can't read your question out, mate.
No, we can't.
We have got a podcast going at the same time.
I can't wait to go watch some touring cars.
Yep.
Some BTC
the,
action.
The new Team Hard.
I believe it's someone else's birthday as well today.
It's not, actually.
Ah.
No, it's not.
Were you misinformed?
Fine.
Was he lying on his application form?
I think so. But no, it's just my birthday, Dale. That's all you need to know.
Oh, Connor.
Robbie Williams' birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, no one still cares. Connor Madden, what's the biggest setback COVID has caused? I think he means for us as AD.
I think it's the shop. I think.
The shop in the bay, I'd say.
Yeah, it has, yeah. However, you know, getting products in.
It has caused a lot of delays.
Deliveries,
cardboard.
Everything.
Yeah, cardboard shortage. Bottles. There was a bottle shortage. There was a aerosol squirty thingy shortage.
Squirty thingy.
Yeah, you know squirty the squirty thingy. Things on top of aerosols. Yeah. They run out of them, didn't they? And yeah.
Well, apparently, we're not the only industry. I was reading
everyone's
something.
Everyone's running short, everything, aren't they?
Well, I was reading. You know, obviously the issue with the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox shortages, and apparently that's a lot of that's down to component shortages. So they can't get components because people like Tesla are buying them for electric cars, you know, lots of other electrical stuff like laptops and stuff, and they can't get the components. So it's not all scalpers.
We've got Julie Threwell, my daughter Louise Juliet Crystal, good life. Loves your product. How long is that name?
Put your teeth in, Dale.
Love your products. Well, thank you. We all love our products too.
Liam Bailey.
The name threw me there.
Liam Bailey, if he orders a mystery box, can you please put a notebook in it? Sorry, Liam. They're a mystery.
We have nothing to do with the mystery boxes.
We have no control, unfortunately.
No one has any control.
No.
Aidan Glover, long time no see. Hope you're all well. We are at the minute, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't a few weeks ago,
yeah,
but yes.
No, but yeah.
We're all fine now.
Yeah.
It did cause a lot of bother, Connor, but you know, we dealt with it, and luckily, we're okay.
We just do the best we can. Yeah.
That's
we
it.
Just
people have been really patient, haven't they, with the delays? So
there's no problems, is there, Kev? Just solutions.
Apparently, according to Dale, no problems, just solutions.
Just solutions.
Stuart Pugh. Hello, Stuart.
Afternoon, Stuart.
Good afternoon, Stuart.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah.
So, what I'm going to do is, are we going to continue with the podcast?
Yeah, I think we should.
I'm just going to leave this running for a few more minutes. So, if you've got any more questions, guys, get them in. I'm just going to leave this running.
Liam's asking, when's this podcast going to be released?
This podcast will be released over this weekend.
So maybe tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow, yeah.
You would be in no fit state to do it tonight.
Probably not, no. Is this the mini-sode?
Mini-sode, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
can see from your timer
on
your podcast.
You know, that 20-minute mini-sode.
Yeah. I don't forget, we dropped a polishing podcast a few days ago.
Yes, we did.
And don't forget, guys, you know, we've got...
I'll keep you entertained.
We also did
a live video on Wednesday that tied in with the podcast quite nicely. That was about machine polishing as well.
Yeah, so if you've never listened to one of our podcasts, now is your chance. There's 8 episodes on there, quality podcasts, and they're available pretty much everywhere, your local podcast provider, Apple, Spotify. Yep.
Podbean.
But bear with us, guys, because obviously it's the first time we've done podcasts. They are a little bit on the long side, some of them, but they are packed full of useful information.
They are very informative.
And
tips.
And if you've ever got any questions, you can email in to our dedicated podcast email address.
As you can see, Dale is reading the email off his notebook.
It's adpodcast@autobrightdirect.co.uk.
Well done. There's nothing worse than not knowing what the email address is, there.
No.
Like in podcast number 4.
Yes.
Les Wilson. Hi, Les. How are you, mate? Yeah, we're all keeping okay. Hope you are too. I haven't spoken to Les for years.
Wow.
If it's the same Les.
It is. It's the same,
it's the same Les.
Yeah. Liam Bailey says he's halfway through the polishing podcast. Well, there is an intermission.
There an is. Interlude.
No, there was an intermission for us. I don't know how long the intermission was for the listeners. No, there isn't. We went and had dinner and come back.
It was about a minute of lovely music.
James Robert Fowler. Go on, Kev. I'll let you answer that.
He's after a polisher. What DA polisher do you recommend? He wants to spend £200 max, really. So DA polisher, DA12. 160, I believe, aren't they, for the machine alone?
Yeah, for the machine alone.
Yep. So obviously we do them as a kit as well. But yeah, if you've not done polishing before and it's your first machine, then the DA12 is the one to go for. Less vibration, a bit easier to use. Awesome.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Stephen Ellis, he's purchased a mystery box. Give us an email, Stephen. You know, we can shed some light on that for you.
So what have we got going on at the minute then? Just want to give people a quick update on what we're working on.
Well, to be honest with you, we've got our mystery boxes that are for sale at the minute, and this is the last weekend. So,
because
if you're listening
on
Saturday, you've got one day left.
Yeah, so they end Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Mm. Sunday night.
Yeah, so if you haven't got one, you need to get one.
Yep.
Because Sunday, gone.
And again, please bear with us. We are experiencing a massive volume of orders. So we're working through them as quickly as possible, but there are delays on shipping. Also, as well, UPS have got issues, aren't they, Dale, as well?
Yeah, they have. I spoke to the
lack of drivers,
the area manager in some of their big distribution centres have got lack of drivers. There was one place that had, on average, I think, 68 drivers, and they were down to 6 because COVID had hit them so bad. They can't really get agency drivers in because they just can't learn the patch.
You've got to retrain them up there,
So, you know, they were really struggling in that area.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
I think this will be a good question for both me and Mark to look at. So, Piers Graham wants to know, best bit of advice for someone starting detailing or valeting?
Ooh. That's a good question.
What would be your best bit of advice for someone starting out?
come to us, some training.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be the first one. it's all about marketing your business, you know, getting everything ready, marketing your business. Make sure you do it well. Look after your customers, be loyal to them, look after them, do a good job, you know, get some training.
I think from my perspective, it's, you know, don't run before you can walk.
Don't overpromise and underdeliver.
Always overpromise. Over deliver and under promise. That's the one I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, from our customers' feedback that we've had over the years, it always seems to be the way that we interact with customers and, you know, the extra mile that we go that always impresses them the most. So, yeah, definitely, you know, make sure you look after your customers, basically. Yeah,
definitely.
Get the right skill set and then start off slow and build yourself up.
Yeah, and grow with your business as well, I think.
Yeah,
definitely.
Be genuine with them.
Mm. That's it.
So, okay, Aidan Glover, what can I do to keep my arches clean? I've got rust on my Focus ST, okay, because they all rust under the arches, yeah. Is there anything I can use to keep the arches clean or protect to prevent rust coming through? Well, basically, to keep them clean, you've just got to clean them regularly.
Citrus wash.
So citrus, underbody lance, you know, make sure you're getting all the, you know, the grit and the grime and the dirt that's stuck under the arches out. Tip my dad always gave me when I first started driving was always clean the arches out. I used to get my fingers and just pull all the crap out. It's what a lot of people don't realise is most newer cars now, because they've got plastic arch liners, you can get dirt trapped between the plastic and the arch. So give them a good thorough clean. And then maybe once a year, if you can, take the plastic arch liners out. And make sure you clean them, and then coat the metal work, put the arch liner back in. That'll keep them cleaner for longer.
Mm.
Is there anything they can protect that with, Kev, for help with cleaning?
What, the plastic arches?
Yeah.
The arch liners you can just do with Super Sheen, you can do them with Abyss, you could do them with engine protectant. That's pretty good at doing under arch components, suspension, yeah. plastics, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Cool. James Cook, is there a video showing you how to change the Foamlance gauze and the filter? James, there will be, yes, and I'll be doing it. So, yeah.
You'll be doing it.
Yeah. Look forward to that one.
So watch out for Adam in that video, James.
I'll be doing that one.
Delegation. Adam's too busy.
Nobody knows running around looking busy. Like me.
Take too long for Adam to do it.
That is true, yeah. It'd be a three-hour video.
By the time you talk to it, we'll have a new film. That's out.
So we've got a couple of different questions. Liam Bailey wants to know, when are we going to do 5 litres of paint window cleaner? Now, remember, you're on video for this question, so don't say 2 weeks.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. That's a no answer then, Liam. Sorry.
We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that. I'm not saying nothing else.
We'll keep on asking, don't worry.
Yeah. AD screen wash with an elegant scent, please.
Yeah, there is a screen wash being developed, created, whatever you want to say, at the minute. So, yeah. It's something that we want to bring out, to be honest with you. We get that many requests for, you know, for a good screen wash, obviously with some kind of repellency in there as well, mm-hmm. you know, so, yeah.
Cool.
Stephen Cadman, has ceramic applications been a 2 training days yet? I'm assuming, Stephen, what you mean is, has, you know, have we actually arranged a training course for ceramic application yet? And no, we've not actually sorted the course out. But having said that, we can add ceramic application training to our one-to-one courses. Not a problem. When we can actually finally get one-to-one courses back up and running.
Kev, you look like you're doing a radio show from the Antarctic.
I look like I'm cold. I'm actually quite warm now, to be honest. Stuart Pugh wants to know, what's the best way to apply mystery?
Wow. Well, it's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
It's like a mystery box.
That's an old product, that is. Okay.
Is so, it like the reverse of applying Repel?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. So you have to leave it to apply it on the screen, work it into circular motions, and then leave it for approximately 10 minutes, and then buff it off, just like Repel.
Just buff it off.
Yeah. Yep. Just buff it off, just like Repel.
There you go. Right, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to end our live video because we've been live for longer than we initially anticipated, as is always the case.
That was good, that was.
And so
thanks, everyone.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Just let us know if this is the sort of thing that, you know, you'd like to do on future podcasts where we can get you and interact with people and you can see just how excited Dale looks when he's sitting there. There won't be donuts in the next video, though. So
won't be excited then.
They will be gone pretty quickly, so...
They'll be gone in a minute.
Liam wants to know, mystery, where's that product? It's a mystery. It's a product we no longer do, mate, so it's been a while since we did mystery, to be fair.
Yeah,
Wayne, take care, see you soon, mate. Yeah, I'll speak to you soon, Wayne, because obviously you're down for training as well, so we've postponed it twice, I think, so we'll get you down as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Julie, could I book my daughter in for a day's training? Julie, if you want to send us an email, we'll get back to you. Like I say, we can't host any training at the moment just because of COVID, but as soon as we get back up and running, we can sort you out with the booking. That's not a problem. Okay, guys, so thank you very much. And
cheers, guys.
To all the Facebook guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Cool. That was good.
That was good. That was one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A few good questions there.
Yeah. It's great.
I can put my arm down now.
Your arm, mate, Kev.
Yeah.
That was really good. Some different... you know, some different kind of questions there and mixed up a bit.
Yeah.
Cool. That was good, that was, yeah.
So maybe it's a section we can do in the future.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think my mic's working very well today.
Your mic's working perfectly.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately we can
drop in the comments if you like the Facebook Live thing on the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
While we're talking about comments as well, don't forget, guys, you can review the podcast as well. So if you listen to it on Podbean, there is a review section. We do read the comments. So if you've got anything, any ideas, any feedback or any questions you want to ask, put it in the comments.
Any features you want us to talk about.
You can review it on Apple and I think you can review it on Spotify as well.
So you're more Apple, and so I've not looked on Apple, but is there a review thing on there?
There's a review section, yeah. five stars. You can only give five stars for Autobrite podcasts. So
we need to speak to Apple about increasing that limit to 10. Yeah.
But so you can review it.
You know, we enjoy doing them, but we do value your feedback. So of course, if you enjoy it, let us know.
Yeah, and hopefully they're interesting for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so very informative.
Even though the minisodes do bang on a bit.
They do, yeah. They're supposed to be half an hour, aren't they? Supposed to be. They never are, but anyway, never mind.
We always struggle before we go into these guys. Oh, we'll have enough talk about. And then we just bang on about anything.
Yeah,
we just wing it.
I was going to share the Facebook guys what Dale's got in terms of notes today for today's minisode, but didn't get around to it. He closed his book pretty quickly.
Kev, that's what I've got.
That lovely clean piece of paper.
Completely blank, yeah. Is it the wing it theory?
But it has a nice AD book, Kev.
It's a lovely book. I really like mine. I should be looking for a long one. It's full.
Oh, that's a shame.
Don't worry, Kev.
Get some more order.
Don't worry, Kev. It'll be full.
I know. It's getting there now.
Yeah. We'll have to go see if Adam's got any left.
Anyway, yeah. shall we wrap it up
wrap
now?
Wrap it up, yes.
Yep. So,
yeah, I'm ready for a donut.
Thank you.
Donut and a cup of tea.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah, put kettle on.
Thank you for all our listeners. Check out our podcasts. Check out our 7, 8 episodes we've done now.
This will be the 9th, I think.
Yeah. Episode 9, this will be, yeah.
Yeah, so check them out. If you've got any feedback, any questions, drop us an email, adpodcast@autobrightdirect.co.uk.
Yep.
Well done.
Check out the Facebook videos as well if Facebook you want to videos, laugh. The Wednesday live videos, the last one was pretty good because Nick was in it, so it was quite amusing.
If you missed anything, we've got the how-to videos on YouTube that are going on now.
Yeah, they're kind of...
Working their way through them.
Everywhere now, aren't they? And don't forget, this is the last weekend of purchasing a mystery box. So Sunday is the last time you can order one.
Indeed.
So enjoy your mystery boxes and thanks a lot.
Yeah, so thanks guys.
You've had thousands.
So. Thanks for joining us, guys. Stay positive. Hopefully things are on the up.
Yep. So we'll
see you
all
soon. To meet soon, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll catch you on the next
podcast.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.
Tune in next time to the Autobrite Direct podcast.
Because looks are everything. Get down.